Lincoln was built by the Romans in 48 AD. They constructed a fort and large walls surrounded the town. Inside, they built streets, which were home to marketplaces, town halls, and settlements. They also had public baths, which were a great place for locals to meet new people and share the latest gossip. Lincoln prospered until the 4th century, when the Roman Empire started to collapse. The last Roman soldiers left Britain in 407 AD. After that, the Anglo-Saxons took over what was left behind. Lincoln was almost empty, and there may have been a small population living inside the walls and farming the land outside. Not a lot happened until the Danes conquered and revitalised the area in the late 9th century. They built a network of fortified settlements using the old Roman towns where they could. In the 10th century, Lincoln was captured by Alfred the Great's son, who boosted the town's prosperity. The town was home to many craftsmen, blacksmiths, jewellers, and shoemakers. Following his invasion of England in 1066, William the Conqueror ordered the building of a castle on the site of the Roman fortress, making the city an important strategic asset. The building of Lincoln Cathedral began in 1072 until 1311. The central tower was topped with a spire that reached 525 feet in height, higher than the Great Pyramids of Egypt. It was the tallest man-made structure in the world for two centuries until the spire collapsed during a storm in 1549. By the end of the 12th century, Lincoln was one of the wealthiest towns in England. Cloth and wool made in the town was exported overseas. The reputation of the Lincoln cloth was boosted by Robin Hood wearing woolens of Lincoln green. The wool trade helped Lincoln grow to become the third largest city by the end of the 13th century. However, during the 14th century, the city's fortune began to decline as plagues ravaged the city. The decline of the wool trade saw Lincoln's size and prosperity to dwindle well into the 16th century. The discovery of America also made East Coast ports redundant. In 1538, Henry VIII closed the friaries and seized their property in Lincoln. His agents also looted the cathedral of its treasures. Civil War erupted in 1642. Most of Lincoln supported Parliament, but the town changed hands several times during the war. A parliamentary army withdrew in July of 1642. Royalist troops occupied Lincoln until a parliamentary army won the battle at Wimpsby. During the 18th century, Lincoln was at the heart of the agricultural revolution, becoming the central hub of manufacturing machinery for the region's farms. Companies in Lincoln would go on to become world leaders in heavy machinery. In the 19th century, Lincoln was like any other town of its time, dirty, overcrowded, and unsanitary. However, in 1876, the council built a network of sewers to overcome this. From 1883, horse-drawn trams provided transport in the streets of Lincoln. In 1905, Lincoln was hit by a typhoid epidemic, which killed over 100 people. The outbreak was caused by polluted drinking water, and the Westgate Water Tower was built to help clean up the city's water supply. During the World Wars, Lincoln switched to war production. The first ever military tanks were designed and manufactured in Lincoln by William Foster and Company. To this day, Lincoln's history plays a big part in the city, with many tourists visiting historical sites such as the castle and cathedral every year.